update on the SIA. So with the closure of the SIA, I met with the executive team in January, and we met and reviewed some ongoing focus areas, many areas that we've achieved compliance with, but just some ongoing focus areas to assure we are sustaining. So those items, it's kind of an ongoing document. We've integrated it into the QAPI committee and the patient safety committee, which I chair both of those committees. And just to give you an idea, some of those areas include active treatment planning, infection control, environmental safety, EMTALA. So again, it's not an all-inclusive document of everything that we covered in the SIA, but again, some ongoing areas with significant focus and significance for the hospital to assure that we are sustaining our compliance through the hospital closure. So again, that has been integrated into QAPI and patient safety. We meet at patient safety bi-monthly, and the QAPI committee is every month. We'll be meeting this Friday. And that updated document is on the agenda, and we review it with every meeting. And it's kind of continually updated, and it's a working document in process. So just wanted to provide that update. I don't know if there's any specific questions on the SIA completion or closure and just movement going forward for sustainability.
Not for me. Thank you very much, Kristen. Any from you, Rachel?
No.
Okay, thank you very much.
You are welcome, thank you.
Darian?